Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we're going to talk about this past week's show. Before we do, make sure you check us out on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we're also on Facebook and iTunes, and you can check out all our interviews here and all the different shows that we've had. I think we're on our 398, so we're almost up to 400. Yeah. And so tonight we have Anna and Jen here. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. I have to say, I was listening. I want to thank you guys for doing the show last week. I was listening before the show started here. I was listening to some of the show from last week. So,
oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That was good. Yeah. So, so, yeah, that was good. And let's see. I'm Marianne, and I'm at Mama_Hooch on Twitter, and the Diva can't be with us tonight. That's Carrie. She's at Diva of Dole on Twitter. And Anna, do you want to say your Twitter handle?
Sure. I'm at Kobe Hooch on Twitter.
Okay. And Jen?
I'm at IXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. Also, check out our friends Amy and Bob Hapka on Twitter. They're also on Facebook, and also at Teo Penglis on Twitter, and at Lauren Coslow, and at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. So, yeah, I was listening to some of the show, and I saw Nikki had listened to, it was right when Nikki had called in and was talking about Tony and Anna coming on, which would have been this Monday, because she was so excited, because I guess she was seeing some of the stuff, and she said about a proposal and all that. She's a spoiler about that. So yeah, so that we got our Tana scenes on Monday and Tuesday, which was very exciting. So did you guys get to see that? So that was that was fun. They were in their, they coordinated very well in their fashion. They were in the black and the white. I love that. Anna had a black and white, and of course Tony Orteo had his open white shirt with his chest showing, of course.
Yes. You
know, yeah, of course. So that was nice to see. Anyway, so it was cute. And the proposal was a little different, because what happened was Anna said, brings out the ring that she bought Roman to propose to her to make Tony jealous. So she goes and gives him the ring and says, yeah, you can propose to me. He more or less tells him. He looks at her and he says, no, I can't do that. And so what it was, he says, yeah, I think he wants to propose, but he wants to get his own ring. He doesn't want to, you know. Yeah, I thought that was funny. It's like, yeah, here. And I'm thinking, well, Anna, she should have just proposed to him. That's what she should have done. But, yeah, but that was cute.
All I can say is poor Roman.
Poor Rome. I know.
She takes the ring to him. Poor Roman. And says, hey, here you go. You can sell this. Make some money off of it for all the trouble I caused you. And like,
yeah, she didn't even give it. She didn't even get it. Give it back to him. She gives it to Tony and wants Tony to give it to, propose to her. It's
no,
like,
but
okay.
after that, then she tried to give it to
Roman. Yeah, she gave it back to Roman.
Roman, this is kind of like.
Oh, she gave it back to Roman. Yeah, right.
Did he actually take it?
Yeah.
I can't remember if he actually took it, though. Because he was kind of acting
shy. The look on his face every time.
I felt bad for him.
It's priceless. Yeah. Yeah. So we had, and we got a little, I think I put on the thing on the blog, Todd. It says, we actually got a little bit of a bedroom scene with Tony and Anna. Well, sort of, you know. She pushed him down on the bed. And she kind of like leaned over him on top of him and kissed him, and then boom, that was it. That's all we got.
Yeah, it's
so,
like,
oh, well, okay. That's better than nothing, because that's the most we didn't ever got anything before the last time they were back. So.
Yeah, true.
So
I don't care. They
well,
need
we did
to
get
stay.
Them on the couch. We did get them on the couch on when in that advertising when they're in the
mm-hmm.
that storyline. Yeah, she ripped off his tie or whatever. Yeah, actually, she pushed him down on the couch that time too. So, yeah. And then also Nikki had said about a spoiler about Mr. Shin appointing Tony CEO, which he did. He called him. I think it was supposed to be like a temporary position because Kate's not in good shape. I mean, you know, Stefan's
in the hospital.
Dying. He's, you know, brain dead. Yeah. And Kate's still recovering. So he decided to name Tony CEO, which Tony should have always been CEO to begin with. Anyway, whatever. Okay. From the beginning. So he's kind of, he's thinking, oh, okay, I think I want to do this. You know, this is my rightful, this is my legacy. This is my right. This is what my father wanted. So, of course, it didn't go over well with Anna because she doesn't want him to have anything to do with the business. The look on her face was like that. So they had their little back and forth and their arguments back and forth, which I think was a very good discussion between the two of them. They both,
like, you
they,
decided
they
all
both,
of this
they
before
such...
you even mentioned it to me? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you said yes before you even discussed it with me, and it's like, well, wait a minute, you're not his wife yet, so one second. But it's true. So, but their chemistry together and their banter back and forth kind of, they both made us see, you can understand each one side. You can understand, like, she should maybe been a supportive of him.
Absolutely.
But yet you could see her point where she didn't want him to get involved with that. She thought he was done with the business and stuff. So, yeah, those were some good scenes.
Yes, it was.
So it was just nice to see them back.
And Leanne Hunley's comedy timing, comedic timing is great. Always has been.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they can do comedy, but they can do comedy very well. Yeah.
Together. Yeah.
She has good expressions, too, just like Tony. They both have really just facial expressions. So that was fun. And then since he got this call from Shin and he says, Tony just had to go and rub it in Kate's face. He went to visit her in the hospital. Did you see that, Anna?
Of course.
Did you want to
talk
about that?
Yeah. She's like over my dead body or what. She made some kind of, can't remember what.
Yeah. Well, she was arguing with Shin on
the
phone.
I can't remember
what
the line was, but it was cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then she checks herself
how
out.
How did you do this?
Too early.
Yeah.
I have to say, she looked pretty darn good when she left the hospital.
I know.
Gorgeous. Oh, yeah. Don't they all look good for just recovering from hospital?
Yeah.
Even Jolie comes out at like, oh, gosh,
well,
she looks pretty
Kayla,
good. But, yeah.
And Kayla and Sarah, having been in all this grueling surgery, look perfectly fine, you know.
Yeah.
So it is a soap opera, so we have to realize that. But yeah.
Well, yeah, we have to realize that. But yeah, and I have to say the scenes between Tony and Kate made me miss Andre and Kate even more because they were just as good together as Tony and Kate as Andre and Kate. Yes. You could see Tony and Kate being together. Yeah, you can see
absolutely.
That.
I certainly could.
Yeah, because they kind of met their match.
You know,
I was
personally in heaven on Monday and Tuesday because not only – because I wrote it – let's see, where did I write it down? We had Tana, Kamen, Tate, Roma, that Roman and Anna, I think. Yeah.
Roman came to see Kate.
Kate, and then Tuesday with Kate, Tana, you know.
Uh-huh.
Kate and Victor, you know, Rolf.
Oh, yeah, Victor came to see Kate.
Yeah, I mean, like, Rolf came to see, you know, it's like, it was just like, for me, such a treat to see all these men in Kate's life, whether she was romantically involved in them at one point or not, come to see her, you know, and then just, I loved how Victor offered her the job again and how, you know, he was he just is so confident in her abilities and everything. I love that. But anyway, I just thought it was just fun. And then to be able to see Tana and like you said, the Tate scenes, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
it was funny. And then he made the point, as he, I love the point when he hit the balloon as he, as
yep.
he walked out the door, just to make a point on there. Uh-huh. That's, you know, somebody even asked him on
that
Twitter, which that was ad-lib.
That
was a
tail
move. That was ad-lib. That was,
totally.
The, that was not in the script.
Like,
no.
That was ad-lib.
Yeah, that was a tail move. Yeah, I said, oh, I knew it as soon as I saw it. Yeah.
Yep.
He did that.
Me too.
Yeah. Because he can make an exit just as well as he can make an entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
Oh, yeah.
Entrance scenes and exit scenes, yeah. So, but yeah, that was fun to watch.
During the scenes with Tate, he was saying something like, well, you know, yeah, I think I am going to run Demira, you know, at least until you're, you know,
yeah.
back. And she's like, I'm back. I haven't left. I'm not, you know. And so
I'm fine.
He's like, well, we'll see. You know, we'll see. And she just, it was so funny because at one point he said, well, I want to be able to make a living. He's like, you know, Anna has money and all, but I don't want to live off of her money. I want to produce,
right. and
you,
can you
know,
understand
an income
that.
For our,
right.
for our, yeah, yeah, and I like that about
yeah,
it. Yeah,
he's being the old-fashioned
and then she said something like she thinks something or other, and she goes, she thinks you're sexist. I love that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then
he
later
is,
when
but,
they were back
yeah.
at the hotel and he was explaining things, and she was like, she uh-huh. was like, well, you know, I thought this was going to be our time to do whatever we want and go wherever we want. I already booked tickets to Paris,
right.
and, you know. So you could
yeah.
totally, in those scenes that you were talking about a minute ago, you could totally empathize with each of them, each of their perspectives.
With
so,
each of them.
Great writing.
Yeah, right.
Great writing, dialogue writing, and delivery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked all of that. And then, so he's going to be in charge of Demira, I guess, so far. But what I would have loved to just seen, now, if it's supposed to be temporary, I hope it's, it would be fun to see them move into the mansion and then Kate trying to get her way in. I mean, there could be so many good, like, stories
yeah.
like that. Also would like to see Andre come back and say, hey, wait a minute, it's part mine, too, and, like, kind of fight Tony for it. But, you know, I'm not writing it, but that's what I'd
yeah.
like to see. But we'll see how it all plays out, because now we have Kate having to make a decision whether she wants to come back to Demira or fight for Demira or go work for Victor. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think
yeah.
she gave him a definite answer yet, did she?
No,
he
gave her 24
well,
hours.
No. She says, I'm going to need mm-hmm. a couple of days. And he's like, you got 24 hours before I have to
find okay.
Like, oh.
Okay. Because yeah. then she left. And then we did see Lucas there again, and he
yeah.
left.
Oh,
he's left already.
Lucas.
He said goodbye to Kate.
Oh.
Yeah.
It
he
so
was,
cute.
He, yeah,
they caught,
it was
he
with Will.
He and Will caught her sneaking out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the Brian. I love Brian and Lauren scenes. Oh, my heart always melts. I just love them.
Yeah. Mhm. So, all right. Let's see them too. Let's see who else. Oh, and then at the end of I was listening to your show about on Friday. Basically, it was Lonnie like was begging, and
yeah.
I have to. What you
oh,
said,
yeah,
Anna, too,
painful.
About Camilla, that girl should win an Emmy. I mean, she was
so good.
Great. I
oh,
mean,
my gosh.
The emotions and that screaming at everybody and the pain and the – and
mm-hmm.
I think it was this week she finally went – you know, she made
yes.
that decision.
Went
she
home.
Went home and
yeah.
she was in the bedroom, and she put on his jacket, and she just – and she's
yes.
– crying in the bed and just
yes.
sinks down on the floor and yeah just everything
and
hugging
the
pillow
the
and just
it.
Crying
yes mm-hmm. and I loved it like Kate broke out of the hospital early and where'd
Kate
she go
came.
She went to Gabby
right
to be with her
mm-hmm.
and then you know she was going off on Kate you know at first and she was like I'm sorry I know it wasn't your fault you know I love that because
yeah, she was kind of blaming Kate
like
wait where's that coming
yeah
yeah
but they kind
she's
of
blaming
came,
everybody
she's like I get it she's like I get it you need somebody to blame it was a horrible thing I mean I just love I've
right.
always loved their relationship and so it's like I hated it when they were kind of like you know on opposite sides but you know, I just loved that. I just thought it was – those scenes were really good, really, really good. And Kate was really patient. Now, here at the end, she drops of those scenes, she drops a bomb with, you know, well, I'm not sure I'm going to fight for Dimera after all. She's like, she started encouraging Gabby, well, you need to fight for it and everything. And she's like, well, Stefan did have some projects that I would love to honor.
Right, and she did.
She says, well, you should fight for it then. And she's like, but not now. And she's like, well, I need the distraction. But, you know, Kate kind of dropped the bomb that she's considering not even fighting for Dimera and to accept another offer. And I don't think the way they left it on Thursday, I haven't seen Friday's yet, but the way they left it on Thursday was that she hadn't told her yet what it was. But don't you just know she's going to say that, and then Gabby's going to run to Brady probably and say, oh, I hear Kate's being hired back at, you know, Titan.
Now Gabby got out the folders of this different thing, and there's one on there that says bionics, something with bionics, and she was looking at that.
Oh, yeah.
And here,
that goes back to
yeah, we find out that, so Julie got the transplant, right? And so she's not, then Kayla come out and said, well, the heart's not rejecting, but she has this condition with her heart. But there's some kind of procedure they can do, some kind of, I don't know if it has to do with this bionics, right, that goes up through her, whatever, they put a catheter in her or something.
Yeah.
And it sends charges to the heart, you know, because of the, you know, it keeps her heart, it'll charge her heart. So Gabby then hears all this because she's there with Eli and Lonnie, so she wants to hear all this. So that's the concern now with Julie. Then she goes back and she opens a folder, and I don't know, somehow she's going to manipulate something with that procedure and her, what Dimera is doing with bionics. So I you know, that's kind of was a little hint there. So
I think
she's going to go after Kayla. Yeah, she could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. She wants revenge on, like, it seems like she wants revenge on Lonnie too. So I don't know.
You know what?
Which Sal Stowers did a good job too.
Yeah. Hmm? She's blaming the wrong person. She should go after Vivian and herself.
Yeah. So yeah, I did hear you say that. Yeah.
Right.
Because it is, well, exactly. Basically it was Vivian's fault. You know, Vivian was running away, and then her son's her son's dying, and she still worries more about herself. You know, she takes off.
And Kate nailed it. She said the only person she really cares about is herself. But she says, but I guarantee you she is somewhere on this planet, like, grieving, you know, sad for her loss, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's
kind of interesting.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's, I don't know if she'll be back or not, but I think Vivian's kind of gone. And it's out there in spoilers that Brandon Barash is back. He's back. So how they're going to, you know, maneuver this in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone that was saying that really wasn't, that was like a twin or a double, or it really wasn't Brandon. That really wasn't Stefan that was shot. It was just a twin or something that came to town. I don't know. So somehow they're going to resurrect. They can do it, you know. Even though,
I
was listening to the show, how you said Dr. Rolf could bring everybody else back from the dead, but somehow he couldn't bring Stefan back. It was because he wasn't. There was supposed to be
he
a little bit
of
light.
He didn't have a spark of life. There wasn't
so
a
none
spark
of, this,
of life
like
left
when,
in him or
so when he got to Jack down at the elevator thing, there was a spark of life. When he got to Tony, when there was
when
the
Ben
spike through
the
his chest, there was
will.
A spark of life.
And it's,
yes, and... Yeah, and he
like,
strangled the life up, but he still got to him.
But you know what?
Yeah.
We're buying it because it's our show, right?
Right. So, and this is a soap, you know? So,
yeah.
It's a soap. You just got to suspend reality for just a little bit and just say, just go with it. Just enjoy it.
If it gives
it
us Tony back, I'll accept.
I'm already annoyed with Hope. Like, that whole story.
The Princess Dina thing. Yes.
You're
not
time.
Liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful the first time, just as bad if not worse the second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I like how Hope
thing,
is just
I mean,
walking around with her nose in the air, you know?
Like a zombie. Like a zombie or something.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't noticed that part.
Like a zombie.
She's just acting like a zombie.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
When's
the
accent going to pop up?
Yeah, I don't know. She's slowly going from her, and everybody's noticing it. You know, John
yeah.
Marlena sees
Kate
something off.
It
Abe.
Yep.
Abe. Sierra.
Kate,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mhm. Abe, everybody's kind of noticing,
but with,
like,
you know, with people coming to town impersonating, but with people coming to town not, a, you know, impersonating other people all the time, you would think somebody would make sure she doesn't have a damn mask on or something.
Right.
Like, grab her. Wait for somebody to
like,
come up and grab. Wait a minute.
Time.
Let's check. Grab her
rip
face.
Her, try to rip her
let's
face
see if we
off.
Can rip it off. Rip her face.
Yep.
Yeah. Her face off. And then we did see, I don't know if you saw Friday's show. This is the very end. She comes back to the mansion, the Demir
yeah.
mansion. And she's looking around.
I love that
security,
don't you?
Yeah, and I know somebody else mentioned that on a site. Now, there's Hope walks right into the Demir mansion. Like, Ben's not doing his job.
Tight security.
The security, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So she's walking around, and she's looking at Stefano, and she's looking at him. And she takes, all of a sudden, then at the end, the picture is down on the floor. She has taken Stefano's picture down, and she opens the tunnels, and she's taking the picture down into the, you know, down into the tunnels.
Weird.
So I don't know what that's all about.
That's
yeah,
weird.
She took his picture down. So, but anyway, that's kind of how it ended on Friday with her. Oh, yeah.
You would think
and then,
would
of
fill,
course,
you would think they would fill those tunnels with concrete or something by now.
You would think.
Now,
tell you that
where
room.
They find all missing people, right? And there's a picture of Stefano missing. Wouldn't you think that that's the first place they'd look? That's where
yep.
everyone else goes missing. So, of course, Stefano should be there. And then I think at the same time, Gabby was up in her bedroom. So, I don't know. I don't know if Gabby didn't hear anything going on. Because she, by that time, she had come back from the hospital.
Yeah.
So.
Remember back in the day when the Demira. Remember back in the day when the Demira mansion property had, like, dogs, guard dogs and stuff that would
yeah.
chase after people and stuff. Gone are those?
Yeah,
days,
it was
apparently.
A little bit. Yeah, when Stefano was in there, it was a little bit harder to get in, but not
yeah.
now. Anybody just walks in. No.
Yeah.
Oh, then we have the whole Jordan and Ben and Sierra. I guess we can throw Rafe in there, too, because Rafe just is clueless. Duh.
Yep.
You know, he's supporting Jordan. Clueless. Yeah, but Ben knows something's up and says she's crazy. Well, they find out that it wasn't Jordan who hit Sierra. So supposedly it was some drunk guy that
yeah.
confessed to it or something. So he goes and apologizes to Jordan. You know, they have their conversation, and he can forgive Jordan, but Jordan can't seem to forgive him for what he did or give him a second chance. So, but then he does, this happened yesterday. So finally they have this really nice talk, and he tells her how, you know, he's so grateful for her to getting him away from Clyde, and he wants to go back to the days when they were really close. And so she says, well, you know what, why don't you come over for David's birthday, there's a birthday party for David, and bring Sierra. He says, you really mean that? And she says, yes. So he goes home, tells Sierra all this. Well, then it cuts back to Jordan, and she's cutting out these paper dolls or something. And she says, oh, this is really going to be an explosive birthday or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, she's crazy Jordan is planning something. And now there's spoilers out there that says that she's going to poison a cupcake to give to Sierra. She's making these. This is out in the spoilers. And something about that, is Ariana there? Or I don't know who's there. Somebody gives, somehow David almost gets the cupcake. But then it's found that Sierra really doesn't get the cupcake, that Rafe accidentally eats it, and he ends up in the hospital. So that's the spoiler that's out for that. But then Ben had gone to Victor and asked Victor to take care of Jordan.
Jordan.
He put a stop
yeah.
to it.
But he put a stop to it.
To it
then. Yeah. Yeah. So that was
what I think
Victor.
Is hilarious. She's with all the poisonings that go on in town, would you not think that, you know, a sharp detective like Detective Hernandez would feel uncomfortable eating a pizza mistakenly delivered, quote-unquote, to Jordan? Like they're sitting there chomping down.
Oh, the pizza. Yeah.
The pizza delivery guy was the one that was going to kill her or grab her, kidnap
right.
her, or whatever he was going to do. I think he was going to kidnap her and take her somewhere.
I think he was going to kidnap her.
To the hospital
right.
somewhere. And he cancels it. You know, he gets Victor's message that it's canceled at the last minute because, Ben's just not sure. You know, he wants to go through with that. Well, it's like the pizza guy goes, well, hey, you know, I'm sorry, wrong house. Well, here you go. Keep the pizza.
Wrong house.
And then you see later Jordan and Rafe are like, you know, munching down on it. And it's like, okay, so did no one think that that could have been a setup of some sort? I don't know. Kind of funny.
No, not Rafe.
You're like, free pizza,
yeah,
cool.
That's Rafe, yeah.
You know, the crack detective, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, really. So, and then we have Kristen and Brady.
Nicole.
So, but, so she's moved into the mansion, and she's still trying to get all, and Brady's still, you know, and he has a talk with John and Milena. I swear, you know, I'm not going to let Kristen into my life. I'm just one for the baby. And, like, John and Milena look at each other. It was so
right,
funny.
Like, yeah, right.
Like, yeah, right. And even Brady goes, Yeah, I know what you're thinking. No, no. It's like, yeah, Brady, we all know. Everybody knows what you're going to, you know, what you're going to do. And I'm going to think it. I think it's for Day of Days. I'm just going to have to get on Eric Martoff and say, oh, come on. Yeah, Brady again? What were you thinking? What are you thinking, Brady? So, yeah. But, and then we have the whole Nicole, Eric, Xander, Sarah, which I thought was kind of funny today. I don't remember if on it today. Like Xander. Yeah, we had it first. Xander is all upset because Sarah's going to leave. Oh, how's he going to stop her? And then he thinks, oh, well, if Eric, first of all, he didn't want Eric to find out because he thought, well, then he's going to lose, you know, he's going to lose Sarah. And he thought, but then he thinks, well, no, wait. Now maybe I can stop Sarah from leaving. If Eric knows she's pregnant, he won't want her to leave town, and he'll make her stay. So he gives this letter for Rolf to give to Eric to tell him this. Well, then he thinks better of it and tries to stop it. But in the meantime, Rolf gives the letter to Nicole, which is so funny, and tells her not to look at it.
We all knew what Nicole was going to do.
Yep.
I mean,
of course, so did Dr. Rolf.
Scenes,
he's not that dumb.
They kept stretching those scenes out, and I kept thinking, oh, please don't do that. You know, Rolf can't be that dumb, but you're right. Rolf's probably like, hey, this is a good way to mess with Nicole.
Yeah. And but then in the meantime, he did tell Nicole that Brady moved that it really is Brady's kid, and he had moved it. Okay, so that was the one secret. Okay, so now Nicole's debating, should I tell Eric? Should I not tell Eric? Or Xander comes over trying to convince her, now you know you can't do this. So, but she does tell Eric. She says to Eric, I have something to tell you. And everyone thinks, oh, yeah, she's going to tell him about me. No, she tells him about Brady and Brady's baby. Yeah. So, and in the meantime, she slips the letter into this top desk drawer, which probably now has forgotten that she put the results in there, which maybe Eric's is probably going to end up finding, I'm thinking, but I don't know. It has nothing's been said about that. So, in the meantime, it's so funny. Poor Sarah, she comes in, and Maggie had been talking to Xander, and she's so upset. And Sarah comes in, she says, how can you not tell me news? Such important news like that. And Sarah's there, you told her? And Xander's kind of telling her, no, you know, don't say anything, because Sarah's thinking, oh, you told her about the baby. Well, no, he told her about her move. Yeah, so there's this back and forth. So then Eric comes over because Nicole tells him about Kristen moving in. So he comes over to Maggie and says, Maggie, I heard about the baby. And Sarah drops the trays, and she says, what? How did Nicole know about the baby? And Eric said, well, yeah, Rolf told her about Kristen having Eric's baby and moving into the mansion. She says, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she's had, So she's had a heart attack almost twice now because of, she thinks her secret is found out. But I still love, I do like Xander and Sarah. I think they're very cute together. And Xander is showing such a soft side.
I love when they were doing those scenes where, as he was projecting, like you mentioned earlier, they were hilarious.
Yeah.
Like he was projecting every scenario. So she would come in and like, I'm never speaking to you again, and leave. And then next time it's like, oh, now we can be together and you can raise the baby. Each one was complete. It was funny. Those were funny. I bet they had fun doing those.
Yeah. My question is, what is wrong with Nicole? Why would she allow Holly in that house with Kristen there?
Why would she?
Oh,
wait,
Holly
what's wrong
in the
with
house.
Nicole, what?
Yeah, Holly was said to be over at Maggie's.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Of course, well, Maggie's her grandmother, Yeah, but now Kristen's there,
But wait, at that point, did she know? I guess she did know that Holly was, that Kristen, yeah, I guess so.
Yep. Like, what
I guess
is wrong with you?
True, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Weird.
Although I don't think Maggie and Victor, you know, Victor's not so happy. Oh, those were good scenes, too, when, you know, Brady was talking to Victor.
Yeah.
Moving him in, like, Victor's there. Oh, here we go again. You know, your track record here, Brady, is like, it's an never-ending story with Brady and his choice of women.
Yes.
Tell you. Yeah. Of course, do you notice you never hear anything now about Teresa or Tate?
Or
they
Tate.
Don't even mention.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even, they don't, he's having this baby, but he never mentions about the son that's not, you know, it's not
that's
with annoying. Him. So, yeah. I don't know, there's any other storylines that we get anybody else? Of course, not much. The only thing is, which I find interesting is they're talking now about this time jump. And I've been kind of reading up on that.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to start November 8th with the time jump. And it's supposed to be, and it's supposed to be someone is in a coma. And that's what it is, someone in a coma. And they think that it's going to be JJ.
Does this mean they
can? How JJ?
Now, does this mean
like this
that
person,
they can undo it? Does this mean if it's,
I don't know.
It's
I think
somebody's imagination, can they undo it then? Like they
well,
Bob Newhart
or somehow,
or
it could be, or somehow somebody ends up in a coma and they jump a year. This person has been in a coma for a whole year, and then everybody explains to them what has gone on in this whole year. And that's how they catch up the viewers. You know, like say JJ was shot or something happened to JJ and he's in this coma. Well,
and
maybe he finds out his parents
so
got married and
pregnancies.
And all the babies have been born. I don't know.
A whole bunch of important stuff that we would want to see isn't going to be on screen, basically.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, somebody's in. And then I heard that Adrian supposedly dies. Because now Adrian and Justin are getting, and I think that's coming up next couple of weeks, Adrian and Justin are getting engaged, and Jack and Jennifer are getting engaged. I mean, that's kind of supposed to be going on. And then these couples are supposed to be, something about Kayla is supposed to end up with Justin and different couples. I don't know. But
what?
This is what they were saying in this time jump. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this
okay.
is some of it is spoilers. I don't know how much of it is true, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It will be interesting with whoever's in a coma. So, yeah. And then there's a Halloween episode coming up on the 31st. Olivia is coming back as Claire. I think it's in the context of a little, maybe like a Halloween. It could be somebody's dream or somebody's, you know how they do the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Or kind of fun. And Tony's back. I mean, Tony's back on the 31st. Something makes some kind of revelation to Marlena. So we'll have to see what that is. So he'll be back. I don't know if Anna is going to be on or not. She might be on too. So I don't know.
They gotta find a way to keep them
coming up. Oh, I know. They need to keep them permanently, not just keep coming, you know, going off and then coming back and then going off. It's kind of been what they've been doing all this year. You know, they'll come on for a little bit and then they leave and they come back. No. Now, they need to move into the mansion.
Yes.
They can move into the Dimir mansion and have their happily ever after, too. You know, they can do that. Okay. I think we have a caller here. Let's see who it is. Hello?
Hey, girls. It's Nikki.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey there.
Hi, Nikki.
Hello. Did you get enough from Tana, or you want more?
Well, I always want
more. Did you like the Tana scenes?
Oh, come on.
Did you like that? Did you like that bedroom scene we got? That little bit of on the bed?
You know, as much as I was hoping for a proposal scene, because, you know, in the teaser I saw Tony with the ring back, Anna pushing Tony on the bed and then climbing on top of him and kissing him. Let me tell you, Anna, I have waited a freaking decade to see that.
Yeah.
Yes, we all have. Yeah.
Yep.
It was a little tease, but yeah, we'll take it because that's about, yeah.
It was great. It was great. It was great. Yeah. It actually, I was actually going to mention about the whole spoiler with, like, you know, Tony having to say something, a revelation to Marlena, but you guys kind of covered that. I was trying to think of, because it does say in the spoiler that Anna might be involved. I'm thinking, well, what the heck is. Because you know how sometimes spoilers make scenes more dramatic than they are when you watch them?
Than they are.
So it's
right.
It could just be that maybe they got married or something, or maybe that something to do with the CEO position. I mean, you know.
Or he turned it down and they're getting married. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
anything.
Something like that. But hopefully it's more dramatic. Because I think Kayo needs more dramatic scenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
how did you like their coordinating outfits in their black and white?
Oh, you mean
how she had the black and white? I thought it was cute.
You mean Leanne's Beetlejuice jacket?
Yep.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved their coordination. It was so. Oh, Kayo was so cute. Oh my god. Oh my god. Can we talk about that balloon?
I do like it.
The balloon.
Oh yeah. I had a feeling, and I text Kayo, and I said, did you improvise punching Lauren's balloon? And he just sent me back a text that said, improvise, Nicole.
Of course.
I knew it. I just needed confirmation, though. And then after he punches it, he kind of bows out. I'm like, that is so Kayo.
Yep.
So,
and you could just see Lauren's reaction. It was so genuine. I just loved it.
Like she said, of course. I know, the look on Kate's face. Yeah, like, yeah.
It almost looked like
Lauren. And I'm sure Lauren wasn't expecting it, whether she was or not. Probably not, you know.
Probably not, because, you know.
We'll have to ask, I have to ask her that.
Yeah. Yeah. She likes to stir things
if
up.
If she knew he was going to do it. Yeah.
That's his way of stirring it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then
he does things unexpectedly.
And then being the ornery little boy that you know is too cute to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's my love. He was like a child punching it, but then he bowed out like a gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he knows how to make an exit. Yeah.
Yes, he does. And you know what else I kind of like? I really like the fact that Anna said that they want to get married in Europe so Carrie and Noah can be there.
Yeah.
And I like how they put that in there. And you know what? I really wish there was a Tony and Carrie scene because we didn't get any in the last, or at least a phone conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
Tony
I think
and Carrie,
they were so cute. Their relationship was special in the 80s, and I just feel like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when Carrie was little and Tony. Oh, yeah, it was so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
they even
now, it's like now Anna's a grandmother. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they really didn't even get a lot of scenes in the 90s either, Tony and Carrie.
Yeah, I know. Well, technically it was longer.
Yeah.
most of the time. And then they'll say, yeah, it was Tony. But, yeah, we thought it was Tony, but it was Andre. We found out it was Andre.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, is this Andre? Yeah. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
Time shall tell.
Yeah. What did you think about what Roman said?
Oh, I love that whole scene. I'm glad they kind of put that in there because it was kind of, I don't know what's the word. Like, they didn't just leave it hanging because sometimes folks will do that. Like, well, wait a minute. She's just going to, I don't know. I really like, but I love all the scenes with Josh Taylor and Leanne.
Yes.
But what I can't remember if there's anything specific that.
Well, I was talking about his scenes with Kate. He's talking about Dr. Ralph, who's supposed to be this evil genius. Yeah, he can't keep flowers alive.
Yes.
But he can't keep flowers alive.
That was funny.
It was so funny.
And the way he just dropped them in the garbage.
The flowers for him were kind of wilted anyway. It was so cute. I like the Victor and Kate scene. Oh.
I did too.
So
I love those
two.
Like you can just imagine, like, between being Tana fans and being Kate fans, I was like, can I just, like, have these days repeated over and over again?
Yeah,
you were over
we
the
just have
moon.
More
of more
them. More of this, please. More of this, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least it was 2 days and not one, because the couple weeks ago, last month, it was 1 day.
Yeah,
so... I'm curious to see how the CEO thing is going to play out because on another spoiler website, it says for, I think, the next week or 2 weeks, it says chaos at Demera. So I'm wondering what that is.
Mm-hmm.
There's always chaos at Demera.
There's always chaos.
I want Tony and Abe to team up.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, Tony and Abe, she said.
Oh.
The team up.
Yeah. Oh, Cassandra.
But,
but
Jack offered Abe to be mayor.
Yeah.
But Jack offered Abe to be mayor because I think he's stepping down and he's going to recommend Abe to be back, to go back to being mayor. So.
Hmm.
Yeah, because he's what now head of communications or something with the mayor now. Abe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you know what? Something else, this is kind of off topic, but I always, you know, I kept seeing things that one of the pregnancy tests were tampered or something. So I thought, oh, maybe Nicole's not really pregnant. But then they said next week that Nicole and Brady hear the heartbeat. So I'm like, oh, so she is pregnant.
You mean Kristen?
And Kristen?
I'm sorry, Kristen. Kristen
and Brady. Oh, okay. Yeah, something. They bond over the baby's heartbeat or something.
Oh,
okay. But I didn't know she...
I'm sorry, I just do not like Brady with Kristen.
No,
I just don't like Brady with Kristen. No.
I don't either. Nobody does. Apparently nobody does.
Not this Kristen.
Nobody in Salem does either. Yeah.
No, this Kristen or the other Kristen. Either actress, I didn't like
her. I didn't like
her. Or the character. I guess it's the character.
Yep.
No, and it's the character, too. I just don't like him with the character, no.
Yeah. I could deal with him with Eve, but not Kristen.
Oh, see, I can't even deal with Eve. I don't know. It's just something about the character.
Yeah. I liked him
with
Nicole.
Did you see Kayla?
Nicole.
Oh, I like
Kayla.
Did I hear you say Kayla's in the time trip is going to end up with Justin? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, that's just something I've been, just rumors or spoiler out there on some site. With this jump, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So,
and I heard
hopefully
that
that's wrong.
Coming back.
Yeah. Well, I know Wally Kurth is on with a big storyline coming up. I think he's on contract now. He's back, and they said there's a big storyline for him. And I hear that Adrian is supposed to die. So that could be the big storyline, and then I don't know.
I
could see him and Eve if Eve comes back. I could see because there was something there with
Kate,
Justin
and
Eve.
Kate had a little something going on too at one point. They could have, but then they blew that off.
Steven Nichols is coming back, but I don't know what's going on there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and this whole time jump is gonna.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Up, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, see, I love Judy Evans. I hope.
Maybe
I know. I like
something.
Her too. I don't know.
Oh, I just forgot what I was gonna say. That's what happens when you're 30.
It happens to me all the time.
You're too young for that.
Yeah, you're too young.
I'm older than all of you.
Oh, I remember.
I don't know about that.
Do we know if Teo's gonna be a part of the whole Stefan funeral? If he's gonna go or not? Because that's supposed to be a big thing.
Of the funeral? That I don't know.
I would think they would have.
They're supposed to have like a big funeral thing.
You would
Stefan,
think he would be.
Gabby's gonna get revenge, and I'm like, ooh, I hope Teo's there. I mean, I'd love Teo and Leanne, but I would just love to see that, see how that plays out.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him confront Kristen
there needs to be a confrontation between Kristen and Tony. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, because she kind of threw him under the bus, Anna actually helped get him out of prison,
But then I wish they showed the scene with her coming to the courthouse.
So anything else, or?
No, that's about it.
We covered a lot. What's that?
Doug and Julie were cute.
Oh, they were so cute.
Doug and Julie.
Oh, and Gabby.
I know, they're always cute.
And her finding out that she got Stefan's heart.
Oh, that's right. She did find out. She wanted. She called and she wanted to.
And then
she wanted to talk to Gabby. Yeah. Yeah, she did. She knew Julie's heart might not be able to take that confrontation.
Yeah.
Do you think Julie was going to be nice to Gabby? I don't know if Gabby would have been nice back, but I don't know. I think it seemed like
she was
genuine that she was going to be.
Definitely.
Yeah, she said she wanted to thank her.
Did Kayla just make that up on the fly that Julie had some tests came back bad just to keep Gabby out of there? Or what did she really have some tests that came back weird?
Oh, it seems like the way she was talking, it was some procedure that she needed to have done. There's something wrong with the heart. She said some big long name, which I'm thinking is something really, truly a medical condition in the heart. So,
well, that means that the Salem University Hospital is definitely not equipped to take care of it. did anyone else get nervous when they made the comment that, Sarah's at the hospital. She and Kayla are going to scrub in on this transplant.
Oh, God, help us.
A transplant.
When did they become heart surgeons? Transplants. Sarah's talking about how she scrubbed in for a while and how awful she looked or whatever. And he's like, no, he's like, you look pale, like you haven't eaten or whatever. But it's like, she said, I need to talk to Kayla about something. I'm like, was she really going to scrub on a transplant and say, oh, by the way, Kayla, I'm putting in my resignation? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This crazy time. So I think that's kind of funny, but. Because you see in the one scene, at Casa Kyriakis, that Xander or somebody's saying, well, Sarah's going to the hospital to resign, turn in a resignation, and I don't want that to happen. I don't want her to leave. Da, da, da. And then the next thing you know is, she's scrubbing in a couple of transplants. I'm like, okay. All right. Whatever. Anyway, but I do like Xander and Sarah's. They've definitely been writing that well. Like that,
the slow build up from the hate to the
yes.
Okay, you're okay. You're not so bad. I'm a friend now. And now, oh, he's like really smitten.
Oh, yeah.
And you see that softer side. And just when he looks at her, look in his face.
Very sexy.
And how the Xander and how he has made the Xander character come full circle from the very first time he was on.
He's been great.
I couldn't stand him. Yeah,
I could
totally
either.
Plays him totally different.
Either one of them.
It's amazing. I did not like him.
And the writing,
things
for that character as well. But he's done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I had.
Okay.
I thought that's all I could think of at that point.
Marianne, have you seen that?
Yes.
That Tao and Leanne are supposed to be at Day of Days.
Yes, they are. They're going to be at Day of Days.
No, and I am fangirling so hard.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of actors that are going to be there that aren't named. They give some of the names, but not all
Lauren's
of them
gonna be
are
too.
On there. Lauren, yeah. I'm pretty sure Lauren's going to be there, yeah.
Tao and Leanne all need to be on one at one table so I can just look at all those photos.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That would be cool if they were.
You guys got to take a lot of pictures, please.
Yeah.
I heard that John Aniston hasn't been at them for a while, but I heard he might be here this year. So I don't know if that's for sure, but that'll be nice if he was, because he hasn't been there for a while.
He usually goes to
that
Glitter Festival. Cool, that'd be great. He usually, there's this Greek festival or something in L.A. or somewhere around there at the same weekend, and it seems like he's usually at that, or he's usually like the honorees or MCs or something like that. But that would be cool if he was there.
Yeah.
Can we please get a little interview with Tao and Leanne?
Hopefully. Yes. Oh, you mean for the hopefully, yeah.
I hear Anne giggling.
Yeah. you never know what you're gonna get.
You know, I'm not married, so I gotta get my jolly somewhere.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
Alrighty.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. See you. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.